what would you say if I said that I could bring them back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, alright, hold tight, you might want to stand back, because one small John is coming intact.
St. John forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome, hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome.
Tonight when he comes up here, he's either gonna kill or he's gonna suck. But there's no in between for Mr. John Forward.
Here we are, St. John Forward Radio, local FM 107.3. I'm trying to turn up my earphones, but it's not working, but we'll get through. We'll get through. This is, what? No, that's not it. Yeah. I get confused when I try to fuss with stuff and talk at the same time. So, off to a smooth start already. This is the most professional radio show that's ever been on the air, and we've been going. This is episode 6 on St. John Forward Radio, every Monday on local FM. I'm John Forward, the host of that, and this is the show. I'm a comedian in St. John, New Brunswick. I just did a show on Saturday. It's my show that I started doing. It's called No Jokes Barred. It's the third Saturday every month at the R Bar, and it's a special place. And I don't know. I feel like it's kind of a hidden gem. There's lots of talk about the big St. John comedy scene boom, but I feel like only a handful of people even know about the No Jokes Barred shows. I'm not sure. And I'm not saying it's better than anything else necessarily, but it's a different experience. I personally, if I was a comedy fan, I would prefer going to see the No Jokes Barred shows to just about anything else. But there's no need to pick and choose when you can do everything. I've got that one every month. I've also got the No Jokes Barred Deluxe at O'Leary's, but the No Jokes Barred at the R Bar is kind of a unique thing in this city. It's where people can get their start. We just had two brand new people doing stand-up comedy for the first time on Saturday, Sam Laidman and Tabraiz Sheikh. They had their first sets and both did pretty well. I made the joke because this sometimes happens. Everybody's worried about bombing their first time, but a lot of times people do really well their first time, and then they get their confidence way up, and then they crash and burn the second time, and it stings that much more. So we'll see how those two fare after set number two. But they did well on their first sets, and it warms my heart a little bit just to be able to see that. I'm not taking credit for it, but I like to give people the chance to do it, because when I started doing stand-up comedy in St. John, there wasn't anything going on, and I would just find a place to do it wherever I could do it. I was doing open mics, music open mics. I did the Wednesday night O'Leary's a handful of times. I spent like a year and a half doing the acoustic open mic on Tuesday night at Cougars on the boardwalk. It's now called McGill's. We know who you are, Cougars. You can't hide it. But Tuesday night acoustic open mic comedy is not a good venue for it. But I did that, and then I got to know other people in the province that were doing comedy, and there was shows here and there. There was a monthly show in Fredericton that I started going to, and there was scattered shows in St. John every now and then. There'd be a show at the Somerset over in the North End, and I got in on a couple of those, but I got told one too many times to keep it nice so the audience comes back and you don't scare them off. So settle down, John Forward, and don't rattle everybody to their core. So I made a show called No Jokes Barred because I just wanted a place where I could do comedy and nobody tell me what to do. And I like to extend that on to other people because I don't know. There's enough places that bends over backwards to try to pretend to know what an audience wants, but I just put on the show that I want to see and that I want to perform on, and I think a comedian that has the freedom to fail is going to end up a better comedian than the one that plays it safe and just does okay in front of okay people. That's very deep. That's the philosophy of No Jokes Barred. If you want to join the cult, you should, there's a Facebook group called No Jokes Barred, and you get invited to all the things. But in addition to the new people on Saturday, there was the classic When I Get There and I Want to Turn on the Scare Away the Regulars music, and I've got a fight with whoever's currently in charge of the evening's entertainment at the R-Bar, whether it be karaoke, which is happening before and after the shows, which adds an extra wrinkle of flavor to the proceedings. But I've had many times to have to go up and argue to get the karaoke shut down at least, it's ideally, by 8 o'clock. The show starts at 9, but it says 8:30 on the posters just to trick people into showing up on time at the beginning of the show. So there needs to be something other than karaoke going on starting at 8:30, but those people that like their karaoke sure like their karaoke, and they seem to not understand that there is a problem with ending karaoke night and then 5 minutes later segueing into a stand-up comedy show. You need to have more of a separation. This time there was a big table of football boys drinking beers and being rowdy boys, and one of them, when the karaoke shut down, he went up on stage and was trying to put on like YouTube or something because 30 seconds had passed without him being entertained. And I was politely waiting for the karaoke lady to get out of the way before I went in there and took over. So I got in there and I was getting my old USB key and I had to puff up my chest a little bit. And I was like, get out of here, you little scamp. I'm getting ready for my show. And luckily he didn't punch me in the face. He did skedaddle, so I didn't have to cry. And I did send a text message to the owner telling him that he doesn't give me a bouncer. The one time that he tried, the bouncer needed to be bounced, so that no longer is the case. But he's usually pretty good. If there's a rowdy bunch of football boys, so he usually takes care of business. It turns out they were the official R-Bar football team. And so the owner came in and bought everybody around at that table and then shuffled them off to another bar that he owns. So it was a win-win for everybody. They get free drinks and to hang out in a place where the comedian isn't telling them to shut up every 5 seconds. And the comedians got to go up and do a show without having to tell them to shut up every 5 seconds. Still got some commentary from the VLT junkies in the back. I forget the guy's name, but there was one guy that as soon as I announced that the comedy show was start, I'm not sure. I think I'm allowed to say the F word if I'm quoting somebody on here, but I won't risk it. But I could hear him from the stage from behind his VLT when I said, stand-up comedy show. He just said, frig. Only he said the other word. Rhymes with puck. And so I asked him about it, and I asked him how why it was so disappointing to him and what his hopes and dreams were. He had some worn-out shoes. He was trying to win some money on the VLTs to replace them. And I wanted that for him. I really did. And but he wouldn't. I'm practicing working on my crowd work, talking to people in the audience, which is difficult because I don't even know how to talk to people in real life. It's even more awkward when you're holding a microphone and they're not. But this guy wouldn't give me anything. He kept blabbing on and yelling stuff out throughout other people's sets. But every time I tried to talk to him, when it was okay for him to talk back, he just clammed right up. And it was very disappointing. And there was more laughs that could have been had, Mr. Las Vegas. You shouldn't have wussed out on talking to St. John's number 2 stand-up comedian, John Forward. That's me. Also on the show was Mandy Lynn Donovan, who is sitting here in front of me right now. Hello, Mandy. Your microphone's turned on now. She was just politely sitting there listening to me for the last 10 minutes.
I was patiently playing. That was a great show, and I appreciated the commentary from the VLT guy, because at one point the conversation was going forever, and then I was just like, "Oh my God, Dad, be quiet!" And I can't bring him anywhere, John.
All right. Well, let's take a musical break, and then we'll come back in, and we'll do some breaking in with Mandy Lynn.
Good. I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted. That was a hard introduction.
Yeah. Now that you've heard What's in My Head, we're gonna hear a song called What's in My Head by a band called Fuzz, and then we'll be back.
Woo-hoo!
With Mandy Lynn on St. John Forward Radio. Oh, wait. It helps if I turn on the volume. That was just a false start. Let's do it for... Are you ready now, Mandy? I know you didn't want me to play it yet, but are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah.
I can't hear it through the here. Oh, wait. The volume was up, but I didn't have the channel turned on. So, Mandy, let's try this a third time.
Who's
Mandy? I don't know why you keep messing me up here. There we go. All right. Thank you, Mandy Lynn, for letting me play the song.
Thank you.
And we're back. We'll just let that fade out. We've got another 10 seconds. But back
it.
On St. John Forward Radio with Mandy Lynn Donovan. So we were talking about No Jokes Barred. You are you're a relatively new comedian who got their start with No Jokes Barred. What's been the up and coming comedian experience of comedy in St. John in particular, but in general, but the No Jokes Barred version of it in particular?
In particular, well, so I decided a long time ago that I want to be a comedian in June. No, in May. And then you said to come and check out one of the shows. So I came and checked out a show. And of course, I loved it. And then I got addicted. And it's a good drug. And
you're skipping some steps. Who were you talking to? How did you end up on my doorstep?
We're talking about separate events then, I guess. Because the day I was on your doorstep, you wouldn't let me in. I was like, please, I just want your bathtub, please. Okay, yeah. So how did I? Let me see, I'm old.
Well, I think, well, either James or Shane or somebody put you in touch with
me.
Yeah,
one of them did. I think that, yeah, it was, I think it was actually Shane. I think it was Shane.
Had you been going to his shows for a bit?
Yeah, no, I heard of him and I was at, I went to, so I met James Sir Wayne at a charity event, and then I went to their shows and liked it. Then I started to get addicted that way. And then I said, I want to try stand-up. And then Shane said, go see John Forward. He's the one that helps break people in. And but you really do. And you need to be acknowledged for that. You absolutely do. A lot of people that want to try or they're nervous to try, you always encourage them. You're constantly encouraging them. To try.
I just want more people to join our happy family.
And you absolutely do that, as you showed that on Saturday. And I tell that to everybody. So I always like joking, and I always like to make people laugh. It's addictive, and it's a good kind of attention. And then in June, you had me on your show. And
well, first my policy for people that live in St. John, at least, I make an exception if you have to drive a distance, is before they get to go on for the first time that they should come see the show first. So I think I asked you to come to watch a show just so you know what you were getting into. What did you think it was going to be, and what was it actually? Well, that first time before you even went on, the first one that you saw.
I thought your beard would be longer. I thought there'd be more motorcycles and skeleton bones, but there was less.
Yeah, I know. I'm really dropping the ball in the skeleton bones and motorcycles department.
I mean, I thought there'd be free stuff. I just... No, it was... so when I went, I pictured a stool... And, like, one empty stool and people talking and, everybody, like, perfectly polished and perfectly brushed. Like, this was pre-show before I went to any show. And it was so nice to see, you know, regular people, like, if they make a mistake, they're like, oh, that wasn't funny. Let's move on to the next one. And I absolutely loved that. The fact that, people that do it forever can make mistakes, and
And I like seeing that too. You don't see that at the bigger shows where you've paid $15 or $20 to see a show. Somebody won't just try something and just fail and then move on. I think that's an interesting part of it that you're missing out on if you only go to the fancy pants, polite, laugh when you're supposed to shows.
Mm-hmm. And also, I like the fact that everybody's so warm and everybody's so inviting, very friendly. And yeah, you made me feel really comfortable when I first met you. You were like, no, you don't need to sleep with me to get on the show. Please stop asking. And I was like, awesome, you know?
Well, normally, yes, but you seemed like a real go-getter, and I didn't want to put you through that. And I wanted you to succeed on your own merits. Everyone else has to sleep with me, though. Man, woman, or child.
And the the people that go there, they're very, very, it's kind of like a Cheers. It's like Cheers where everybody knows, VLT guy, if you're listening, you can have my number.
Yeah, there's a good core of, we've mostly, there's more No Jokes Barred regulars during the No Jokes Barred shows than there are our bar regulars. That was a problem in the early goings. It still creeps up, like Mr. Las Vegas comes in, but the first several months it was way worse, like where the local drunks outnumbered the comedians. It made for interesting times.
Right.
And it still pops up every now and then.
Wow, I wasn't aware of that. But you draw a really good crowd in, and it was so nice to see new comedians on Saturday. That made me feel really happy because, I mean, when you're a veteran like me that's been doing it since June, so people ask me in August and September, like, oh, so how long have you been doing comedy? I'm like, 3 months, 4 months.
I don't think it should be about how long you've been doing it. I think it should be about how much better you've gotten from the first time to the last time that you did it.
Or worse.
Well, if you're doing worse the 10th time than your first time, then unless that's just a one-off bad night, then it's probably time to quit. But every time I see you, you get a little bit better.
Yeah, it's fine.
You kept asking me about it, but I kept giving you the same advice that you should record it and listen to yourself. Have you been doing that?
Yes, I have. And so also I realized after talking to people that, so now when I hear myself, I'm like, oh, my stuff is repetitive, but I have to be repetitive. So, you know, telling the same jokes, for a little while, because that's how you train yourself for the first year. It's not about new material. It's about taking what you have. And if you took a joke, like you said, that was funny, that you had laughs, then you expand onto that joke and then you go farther with it. And then that's where your in-betweens or your openings or your endings, you'll add more onto it. And then if you hear a really good laugh, then you'll save it, you'll record it, you'll add onto it so that, you know, you can build up to do a longer time. Because, I mean, when you first told me, when you're like, oh, 5, 10 minutes, and then I'm like, that's not long enough. Like, to myself, I thought that. Like, I'm like, that's a short time. But when you're new, that's absolutely not a short time.
Well, I was the opposite. When I started doing the music open mics, I'd get like a band length slot, and a band would play 3 or 4 songs. So I'd just go up and ramble for 20 minutes.
Oh, wow. When you were brand new.
Yeah. And I'm sure it wasn't good. I'm glad I don't have any of it on tape. I do have a tape of me from 2002 on the St. John Boardwalk.
You did say that. We've been waiting for that.
I'm still trying to figure out a place to have a screening of it of some sort.
We absolutely should.
It has to be special.
We absolutely
But I've got
John Rewind.
Yeah, that's a good title for it.
Johnny Rewind.
But I would
get
just,
it because it's got opposite of forward. You're like, yeah, I did. Okay.
Got it.
Okay, you did.
Moving on.
Okay, got it.
Okay. So, I've got stuff that used to take me 20 minutes to get through that is like 5 now, and I don't even remember what's missing from it.
But the thing with your style, what I really, really like about you, which I try to mirror a little bit of you, is the fact that, so you do storytelling also with your comedy, so you can say really quippy things, but then also you take a really good, you can take a story and then, you're speaking. So you speak very clear and very well. I speak very, very quick. And sometimes I have to remind myself, you know, slow down, shh, be quiet. You're talking too quick, and stuff like that.
Yeah. And when you listen to yourself, you can catch yourself doing something like that. And you have to find that balance. You can't just, it's unreasonable to expect to have something brand new every time that you go up, because you do, as good as it might be on that first thing, it's going to be way better the 5th time and the 50th time you do it. You just have to kind of space it out so the same people aren't hearing it over and over and over again. So when I first started out, I didn't have the deep well of material, I just try to do as many different shows as I can so that I could repeat that stuff and solidify it up. But nobody wants to hear it like the same stuff to the same audience all
right.
Like when I was first doing the R Bar shows, there was one comedian that came like the 3 months in a row and did the exact same 10-minute long set every time, and it's a good set, but people in the audience there has to be that element of surprise to it. And if you already know what it is, it's not like with music where you can play like your big hit and everybody loves it. Like nobody wants to hear the same joke over and over again.
Yeah. And it, for me, it was honestly, it was the nerve part of it. And now it's not the nerve part of it. So, I did a show here at UMB also on Friday, and it wasn't nerves at all. And then you and I were fortunate enough to get to do the Lloyd Raven Memorial Show, and that was a really big audience. And I was the most happy that overall of the set of anything was the nerve part of it. That made me realize the fact that I wasn't nervous, because while getting to greet everybody that came in when they did the tickets, that helped too. But the fact that I didn't feel nervous to even be up there made me feel really happy and really positive that, I feel like I'm doing something I really love. Because at first, a couple days before that, I thought, I'm a little bit nervous. This is a really big audience. I'm a little bit nervous. And then, after it just, during it, it just felt fine. It just felt great. It felt really, really nice. Seeing people laugh felt, making people feel good in general, I like, but, that felt really nice. And then, like you said, gig as much as you can, do as many shows as you can, practice as much as you can.
Yeah. You're such a positive person, Mandy Lynn. That's what we need. We need more of you in the comedy scene. Me and Mark Splute and all those, we're all getting into fights with everybody, and everybody's mad at each other. But Mandy Lynn just skates on by, playing on everybody's team.
I'm on everyone's team. Yeah. I'll get to do, and I'm going to...
You don't have any comedy beefs yet.
I won't. I don't.
Have you? Has anybody thrown you some shade or talked some poo?
Not to my face. To my face, no. And I've had criticism, but I've taken all of the, criticism. I'm always great at taking constructive criticism. I always take it because, you need to know where you need to get better. And I'm certainly always open to that. If someone says, hey, do this, do that, do this, I'm always open to that. And I'm going to do comedy. James told me to do the boot camp coming up. I'm going to do that in January. That'll start. Yeah. And then also I get to do a show for him and Ansar coming up in January as well.
Good.
He said he'll have me open for them, and a few small things so far. So just more, I just need to do more gigs, way more gigs.
Yeah, just take what you can get, and the least amount of people that are mad at you, the more shows that you can do.
But also what I do enjoy doing the most about it, the best part of the comedy thing is, so I'm a big believer in community, and you and I talk about that a lot because you are too, and about, people we have here in the community and doing things for the community. So, and I feel really, really happy and really fortunate that the new friends that you've helped me make in the comedy world, as well as friends from UMB and stuff, that we've been able to kind of team up everybody and be able to create these shows that we're doing, like the one you said you wanted to talk a little bit about, our November show.
Yeah, well, let's, do you want to hear a tomato, tomato song? You said that was your favorite.
Who are they? I don't think I've played them enough. Are we listening to Alstelia?
I don't know. What song do you want to hear on this album?
You go where I go.
Don't act like I know what the songs
John,
are
you
now.
Know them all. He has them circled, Lisa, if you're listening.
Which one?
I think that, I don't know. I think we'll go with number two.
Number two?
I didn't need the back of it.
I go where you go. Oh, yeah. It wouldn't.
Steph and Brian,
CD,
if you're listening.
Would not go in there.
I overplayed it. Steph and Brian, if you're listening, he's playing Tomato Tomato on his own free will. I did not hold the gun to his head.
She did request it.
It's in my rider.
CD is taking a long time to load. It popped out a second ago.
John, maybe Lisa, if you're listening, player. We might need another copy. I think I've overplayed this one.
Could be. Oh, wait, there we go. All right, so we've got Tomato Tomato, I Go Where You Go. And when we come back on St. John Forward Radio, we'll hear about Mandy Lynn's forays into making her own comedy shows, and including the one that we've got coming up this Saturday at Mixers.
Everything's better with you.
Let's hear a station identification, and then we'll hear the song.
Look local 107.3 FM, CFMH, who gave us a community radio station in St. John and surrounding
areas. I go where you go, yeah, we go together, no matter the distance, no matter the weather. I hope you're feeling it too. Cause everything's better with you. Two crooked roads cut in the landscape, concrete running for miles. Broke downtowns disappear with the blink of an eye. You headed east, I headed south. You were speeding, I was taking my time. As luck would have it, met at a market, exchanged a few words in the line. Now I go where you go, yeah, we go together. No matter the distance, no matter the weather, I hope you're feeling it too. Everything's better with you. Let's steal away, I've got some money. Fall off my overwatch. Brought my guitar, played the tips at the bar Friday night. I wanna sleep in the grass, play in the ocean, see mountains crowding the sky. I don't really care if it's here or it's there, together we'll always get by. I go where you go, yeah, we go together. No matter the distance, no matter the weather, I hope you're feeling it too. Everything's better with you. I can't wrap my head round the sequence of events landing us together. Please, dear, squeeze my hand and remind me that I needn't be so clever. I go where you go, yeah, we go together. No matter the distance, no matter the weather, I hope you're feeling it too. Everything's better,
no matter the weather,
everything's better with you.
That was tomato, tomato.
Yeah,
I had to get it in.
Sure real quick. Was. I'm sure it's going to be a big hit with my fans.
I love it.
I got to say, no offense to tomato, tomato is not my thing.
It's definitely my thing.
It's they're talented musicians. It's not the kind of music that I, well, I like some kinds of music like that, but for some reason, I don't know, I just wasn't feeling it.
I absolutely felt it, and I absolutely love tomato, tomato.
I appreciate diversity.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't have had me here if you didn't.
That's right.
Speaking of diversity,
mentally challenged and female. Double whammy.
Don't forget about my bad vision, geesh. Yep. Since we're at it.
All right. Triple threat.
All right, four eyes, go.
So, we talked about Mandy Lynn's stand-up comedy performing career.
Sit down.
You've been putting on almost right out the gate. What, the Taco Pica show, was that your second show, like, that you performed on?
Yeah, first
year. So you did one show at the R Bar, No Jokes Barred, and then you booked your own show at Taco Pica.
That was my third show. My second one, I was paid to do a show. I was paid to do a show in Fredericton.
Oh, right. I heard about that. I heard that that the guy that booked you didn't know that you'd only done comedy one time. He was really surprised to find out and was worried that you were going to blow it.
I hope I didn't. He never said.
I never heard about it afterwards.
People laughed, so it was okay.
If you don't hear anything bad, you just have to assume that it was amazing.
People laughed, and people that were at the show added me to Facebook and stuff after. I hope it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was at a community center.
The Facebook, nice. I I don't get many Facebook. I get the occasional Facebook ad that I don't know who they are or what from, but I just add them because it's an extra person I can invite to things.
Amen. It doesn't matter if you have zero friends in real life. If you have 1,000 in Facebook, tag, you're it.
So what? Why right out the gate were you like, okay, I've done one show, let's put one on?
Because actually it was my son's idea because, so I did one show, but then nobody knows me. So nobody is going to book me, I thought, because, you know, no one knows who I am. So,
well, that's the best way to get stage time around here is to create it.
Yeah. And so my son said, Mom, you know enough people. Why don't you just make your own show? And then I was like, I want to do some more shows because it felt good. It was addictive. And then, he said, why don't you make your own? So I said, why don't I? So. Yeah, then I did the Taco Pica, and with
you packed the place out. I was very impressed. I wasn't expecting much, we had done another show there a few months ahead of that, but it was on like a Wednesday or a Thursday night. It was a fun show, but it wasn't like packed house like that. And those people all, how much was that? $10, $15?
I don't know what we did. I can't.
I don't know. Well, anyway, any amount of money.
We all made money that night.
I think
you
had more people in there than I've had at the R Bar, even on a good night. So
we did really well, though, and we got lucky because J.C. Surrett was down with Marty D, and Marty called me and said, hey, I'm going to bring J.C. Surrett down, and he was shooting a movie in St. John anyway, so I had rented all the equipment from Long and McQuay, but then it was an added bonus, him bringing the lights and stuff for us. And yeah. I think that was a beautiful show. We really, everybody enjoyed that night. It was a really beautiful show, and it was great because we brought my friend's son. He played as well, and it was a beautiful show.
Yeah, no, it was fun. And the thing about you putting on shows is I think you've tapped into a different group of people because there's a little bit of overlap between the different shows around here, but not a lot. Like, the people that go to my show don't usually go to, like, Shane Ogden's shows,
sure.
Don't really go to the big James Mullinger shows. They're not going out to KV to see Comedy with Balls. And within each of those teams, there isn't a whole lot of overlap. Like, there's some overlap with, like, the Yuck Yucks shows and, like, the Mullinger people. It's kind of the same thing, but I felt like the people that you brought out, it seemed like they were all at their first comedy show in St. John, and hopefully they had a good time and they'll come back. And just, again, like, even for everybody gets a chance to polish off that old thing that you've done 100 times at the R Bar and do it in front of people that haven't heard it before.
Yeah, exactly. And it was a great turnout, and it was a great night. And then I got the opportunity to do it again for Jan McDonald. She owns Hot Shots in Grand Bay, and I did a Laugh Your Ass Off event in Grand Bay, and the Grand Bay mayor came, and we have a mayor in Grand
Doesn't
Bay.
Even have a name, and just the title.
Just
because nobody
Grand
would
mayor.
Recognize the name.
It wouldn't. And it was a wonderful turnout as well. That was a ticketed event, and it was great because we had the Mentalists came, Robin and Tabraze, who Tabraze is one of the comedians that was on your show. And then we had lots of talent come, and it was a beautiful show as well. Everybody enjoyed thoroughly, and I mean, it was a great time. And then right after that, having the opportunity to do, so yeah, 3 shows myself. Because then after that we had our big show for the Boys and Girls Club.
Well, that was a fundraiser, and the one this weekend is also a fundraiser. Why do you hate money, Mandolin?
Well, the thing is that, so I don't have money myself. I'm a single mom with 3, so if anybody out there is, my number is 721-2695. I'm sorry, Diane, that's your number.
If you want to call in as a suitor for Mandy Lynn, 648-5925, some eligible bachelors or bachelorettes out there.
Yeah, please call in.
Call in.
And so I wanted to do something for the Boys and Girls Club because they went healthy. And then when I called all you guys up, you guys right away were like, yeah. And then you started giving me, you put a plug out there for me, and you said, hey, my friend Mandy Lynn's doing the show. And then a bunch of your friends messaged, and right away we had a great show lined up. And then James said, hey, I want to do your show. And it was just, it was terrific. And Abby, who is the manager of Tim Hortons here on campus at UMB, she said, hey, she said, my husband is a singer and he's from Newfoundland and he hasn't sang for a while. And she said, can he be on? I'm like, absolutely, he can be on it. And we had Matt, he came and he opened, and then Jeff closed with music. And that was kind of like more like a wake-a-thon because it was almost five hours.
Was it five?
I think it was almost 5 hours. It was terrific. It was people got sweated out of there or tired out of there. And then even at the end, there was still about 15 people sitting there. I'm like, guys, you got your $20 worth? Get the hell out. Get out now. They were laughing.
Yeah. I've told you how I feel about mixing the comedy and the music, but I respect you for continuing to do it, even though I've said otherwise. And it hasn't been a problem so far when you've had it. It worked fine. So I'm glad that you didn't just roll over when I said that that was a bad idea and just blindly take my advice. You tried it and it worked, so you're keeping on doing it.
I took it out of the center, though. Since you talked to me about it, I took it out of the center. So it seems to work as a nice opening and closer, but well, there you during go. An intermission.
A good compromise.
It was, because in the middle you don't want everybody, you know, because you're being brought to a different sense. So then, you know, you want to keep people excited, but then they take a break, the intermission, you know, have a little drink and stuff like that. But
So tell us about the show coming up on Saturday.
So the show that's going to come up on Saturday, your deputy mayor is going to MC it again, who you know, right?
Dawn? No. Oh, Shirley. Okay.
Yeah. Shirley, she's going to MC it.
And oh, I should have. Oh, I wish I had it. I've got an old station ID from like 2001 from CFMH. Shirley McAlary came in to do a station ID, and I found the big file with all the outtakes and the stutters and everything, and I edited a funny one into that where it was my rap character, MC Crosswalk, talking to Shirley McAlary, and she keeps stuttering and messing up the name of the station. I wish I had that to play.
So she's going to host it for us. She's going to be our MC, and then we have comedy and music as well, and tickets are going to be $10 each, and that's going to be at Mixers in North End, and we're giving all the money to the North End Food Bank, so we haven't used anything in costs for anything, so it'll be really nice, you know, just to be able to give them something. They have stuff coming up, money coming up in January that they'll be getting, but right now they service over 1,000 families a month, with 800 of them having children, and, you know, 20 to 30 new families coming a month, and they made a plea a month and a half ago and said that they're out of money and stuff, and they're really worried. So it's nice that we're all going to have the opportunity to be able to give them a little something. I mean, you know, do the best that we can with what we have to be able to help, because that's what it's about, helping out in the community.
And laughter. You can't sell people on a big down, like, oh,
come for comedy.
The world is falling apart and all these people are in dire straits, and it's, you know, just give them $10 and a few hours of your time.
Exactly. And it's also going to be bonus points for anybody in my sociology class. So if they come and they bring a non-perishable food item, and so there'll be people getting bonus marks as well. And so also for my other classes, I'm giving out feel-good marks. They don't count academically, but they count with me.
So. I will accept feel-good marks too. But let's take a musical break. Since you made me listen to Tomato Tomato, I take it that you're not a heavy metal fan, Mandy Lynn.
I am not. I was thinking.
I'm going to play a song, and I want you to listen to it and try to find
the meaning,
the groove of it, and see if you can make yourself enjoy it. I'll give you I've got two options.
It's okay. I have a lot of X's. I can make myself enjoy anything.
Do you want to hear a band called Grave Desecrator or Fistula?
I've heard of Fistula, so let's go with Grave Desecrator. Did I say it right? Desecrator. Desecrator.
It is a person who will desecrate a grave. Or I guess it doesn't have to be a person. It could be a monster of some sort. But this is Grave Desecrator with A Witching Whore.
Featuring Justin Bieber.
Yes, on backup vocals.
Thank you. damaged, different skin, rotted life. Is it which reveals the secret blood, but this fertile blood? Searching for pure victims that will land in the valley. Waiting for the black man's night, darkness shall rise in black. Blinded soul, awaiting all. Barbara, I cried, I lame. Like the public will. Request for the simple.
St. John Forward Radio with Grave Desecrators number one fan Mandy Lynn Donovan. What did you think of that?
I wish that he would read me stories to go to sleep at night.
About the witching whore.
I was thinking a nice bedtime story.
That's
going to
be a big story book. Just open it up. The Witching Whore by... You write that. The Witching Whore by Mandy Lynn Donovan. Get into children's books. So you've been wanting to ask me some questions.
Yeah,
so.
there's a few questions that I accumulate. I have about 274, but we'll just go with my top five, maybe, because that's all we have time for. If you could wake up tomorrow, John Forward, in the body of somebody else, who would you pick and what would you do? Like, other than me, and other than, obviously, your girlfriend.
I need to
and
clear
not
this
Lynn
up.
Chat.
When you say wake up inside of another, like, my body inside the other person's body, or a body swap situation?
No, we'll do a body swap. Okay. For censorship reasons.
I don't know.
Ever since I met you the first time, I needed to know this.
Would I still have my brain... So it's just a purely a physical, like,
yeah.
I want...
you could.
I don't know.
I'll let you have it.
All right. Who do I think is super handsome? I don't know. Who's handsome? Let me think. Give me a multiple choice. I don't know. I'm not good at coming up with this.
No, but I don't know who it... I mean, people with a beard have different audiences than people without.
All right.
I'm not, you know...
I wish I had an answer for you, but I'm stuck. But this is why my wife, she asked me these hypothetical questions. Like, what kind of an animal would you be? And I'm like, I don't know, human.
All right, fine then. If you had a brainwashing machine, who would you use it on?
Maybe the person we were just talking about, but we won't get into that on the air. Jeez, I don't know. Brainwashing.
What's your favorite thing to eat, crayon or glue?
I don't think I've ever eaten glue, so I'm going to have to go crayon, just by default.
Have you ever had anybody stalk you before?
Other than you?
Yeah, other than. It was twice in your bathtub, and you wouldn't even have seen me if you weren't peeing. I don't know why you open the shower curtain to see if anyone's there when you pee. That's weird.
I have a sneaking suspicion that somebody that I've tried to cut out of my life is just somehow like backwards channeling, like listening to every episode of this radio show and reading everything I post on Twitter and Facebook and just making themselves very angry about it.
Whoa, really?
That's probably just made up, but
still,
that's what my woman's intuition tells me.
What do you order or not order at a restaurant?
Well,
other than Lin Chow.
I generally order food, and I do not order the waitress to kill themselves.
Have you ever tipped a cow, though?
Tip it over or give it 15%?
That's good.
Take a bath. All right. King of the one-liners, John Forward.
Are you afraid of heights?
No.
Excuse me.
One time I was with my youth group for church, and we went on some waterfalls, and there was a really tall one that was probably twice as tall as the tower at what's the place called? The aquatic center.
Yep.
The aquatic center.
Yep.
And I jumped off the first time fearless, even though I had to jump out to avoid being scraped on the rocks, and I hit the water so hard that it bruised the palm of my hand.
Are you serious?
And then I had to beat the cliff, and I went back up to jump the second time, but it took me like 20 minutes to work up the nerve the second time.
Oh, my God. How do you start a conversation?
I don't. I usually let people talk to me, or I don't bother.
You're walking home in the dark. You see something move. Who or what is it? And then what do?
Other than you?
Yeah. Like, sit
by
your
door.
Okay.
I don't know. I would go see what it was.
What's the strangest name that somebody's ever introduced themselves to you as? And then what was the real name?
I pass.
I met someone named Juice.
Juice?
Before. Yeah.
Was His it name O.J. Was Todd. Simpson?
Like, do you trust people with two first names? Would you? Like John Keith?
They're probably like going to assassinate somebody generally. Like the John Wilkes Booth.
Yep.
Or, well, that's not too far. Oh, you mean like a first name and a last name that sounds like a first name?
Yeah. No, yeah. Like, you know, like John Keith. Are they trustworthy people?
I haven't really, I don't really know any that I can think of, but I don't like to be a name racist. So everybody has an even shot with John Forward until they give me a reason not to.
What question do you hate to answer, though?
This one. All right. That's the end of the question.
One more.
What's your best one?
Okay.
Hit me with it.
Oh, if you could have one meal for the rest of your life every goddamn day, what would it be?
I like a chicken parmesan myself.
Would you eat? Oh, no. I have a better question. Wait. I want to choose
one. All right.
One more. Okay. Would you be willing to lie in court for a close friend if it meant saving your friend going to jail for life?
Absolutely.
I thought so, but I just thought, that's it, John Forward.
I remember when I was younger going to job interviews at like Walmart and stuff, and they would ask you like, if your mother stole something from the store, would you turn them into the police? Like, yes, sir, I would. Like, it's you just tell them
that
what
guy
you
took a pen.
Like, there was like twice where I decided to be honest, because and I thought that would be endearing, and then I just didn't get a call back to be a shelf stalker at Walmart, and felt bad for myself, so I just started lying to everybody for the rest of my life from then on. You could have just hired me, the truth teller.
tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. Oh, it's not karaoke, sorry.
No, it's not. But we've got to get to the plugs, and I've got to be quick because the recording that I put online, it cuts off just a little bit earlier than the actual show.
So thanks for having me, John Ford. I love you.
You're welcome. This has been Mandy Lynn Donovan. We've got a show coming up. We talked about it earlier. Rewind it back. It's on Saturday the 26th at Mixers in the North End. $10? Was that what it is? $10. We've also got No Jokes Barred Deluxe coming up on December 2nd at O'Leary's. That's the other No Jokes Barred show. It's a different format. And then on Friday, December 9th, the roast of John Forward is going to be happening at the pub down under.
The poster is amazing for that.
That hasn't been released publicly yet, but so it's coming, it's people. It's a spoiler that a poster exists. Way to screw up the surprise. And it's good. Now nobody's going to, they're going to just see a good poster and they're going to be like, obviously, I already knew that was coming. Thanks a lot, Mandy Lynn.
Anytime.
All right, well, let's close out with some Token CanCon. We'll play,
Okay.
We're going to play Wuckin' by Black Mountain.
Who's my next guest?